In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The conclusion, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen," was not part of the prayer that our Lord Jesus gave us to pray. Where the Lord's Prayer appears in the New Testament, it ends with the petition, "But deliver us from evil," or the evil one. If you've ever visited a Roman Catholic parish, you've no doubt noticed that they don't include the conclusion, but end the Lord's Prayer at the word evil. And the reason for this is what I just stated, namely that this conclusion doesn't appear in the Bible. But this doesn't mean that we get rid of the conclusion or that the conclusion we pray is bad in any way. On the contrary, it is wonderful. It is scripturally sound, and it is a doxology that the church has been praying probably since the days of the apostles. In fact, it shows up in the Didache, one of the earliest extra-biblical Christian writings we have, which many believe was written by the apostles themselves. And that it enjoyed widespread use in the church throughout the early beginnings of the church is confirmed by the fact that many, of the early New Testament manuscripts have this doxology, this conclusion inserted into the text. Thus, while it's not actually part of the prayer our Lord Jesus gave us to pray, it is a faithful doxology added by the church. And the salutary nature of the conclusion to the Lord's Prayer is confirmed by the fact that what we're actually confessing when we pray, "For thine is the kingdom, power, glory, forever and ever. Amen," is that our Father in heaven is faithful to His promises. We're confessing that we believe that our Father in heaven will grant the petitions His Son, our Lord Jesus, has given us to pray. We're also confessing the truth that God's kingdom, power, and glory belong to Him alone. That should go without saying, but it's important that we sinners continue to hear and confess this time and time again. It's the Lord's kingdom, not ours. And it is His power that creates and sustains His kingdom, not ours. And everything that happens in His kingdom by His power shows forth His glory, not ours. Thus, all attempts to make His kingdom, which is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, more palatable to our sinful likes and desires, as many are wont to do in our day and age, run contrary to the confession, "For thine is the kingdom." Likewise, the many captive, imaginative, and innovative ways employed by those hell-bound on creating a church for people who don't like church militates against the confession, "For thine is the power." And because these same people have abandoned God's ways of establishing and maintaining His kingdom, the church, replacing His ways with their own ways, they do so not for His glory, but for their own glory. This should be evident by the fact that when you listen to such people who are constantly introducing new and exciting, relevant and engaging, fun and entertaining ways of being and doing church, you will not hear them talking about the Word and sacraments. Instead, you will hear them talking about the methods, programs, ministries that they have invented, and you will hear them talking about the supposed successes that they have had through these inventions, the growth they're experiencing, and all the glory. And you're almost always guaranteed to hear them talking about how fun, relevant, and dynamic their worship experiences are. Let us never fall prey to this madness, dear friends. That's what it is, madness. The church is the Lord's kingdom. Her king is our Lord Jesus Christ, who was crowned with thorns and placed upon the throne of the cross. He established His eternal kingdom with His own precious blood shed on behalf of all sinners of all time. And He rose from the dead on the third day, victorious over sin, death, and the devil. And now He has ascended into heaven, where He rules His kingdom forever. Before ascending, He said to His apostles, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded, and behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So you see, dear friends in Christ, that our Lord Jesus makes it vividly clear that the church is His kingdom, and that what happens in His kingdom is under His power and command, and that He promises to be with His church always. And what would He have His apostolic church to do? Make disciples. How? Through holy baptism in the name of the Trinity and through ongoing catechesis, teaching them to observe all that He has commanded, and through ongoing reception of the Lord's Supper, where He fulfills His promise to be with us always, even to the end of the age. He, our Lord Jesus, who is King, whose kingdom this church is, has established for Himself the means by which He will create and sustain faith in His disciples. And those means are His holy word and sacraments. And as we've seen throughout this series on the Our Father, the direct fulfillment of all that we pray for in the prayer that our Lord Jesus gave us to pray is found right there in the Holy Supper that is placed on the altar. There in Jesus' body and blood is where His name is hallowed. His kingdom comes to us, and His will to sustain us in saving faith is accomplished in us. For it is there at the altar that He forgives us, strengthens us to forgive others, and delivers us from temptation and evil through the power and the glory of Jesus' body and blood. And it will be there at the holy altar in His holy church that His kingdom can be found until He ushers in the new heavens and new earth when He returns in glory on the last day. There's that one of my favorite signs to put outside of a Lutheran church. "I found Jesus. He was in the bread and wine the whole time. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." The kingdom and the power and the glory are Jesus. Where Jesus is, there is His kingdom. Where Jesus is, there is His power. Where Jesus is, there is His glory. And we know where Jesus is. He's in the bread and wine. He's among us here in His holy word, and most specifically, there on the altar in His holy body and blood. Come then, dear friends, and receive the kingdom, the power, and the glory that is come and receive Jesus, and live forever and ever in His name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.